This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Rayleigh, and this is my song off my latest EP, Dancing on the Moon. The flowers in your hair, the freedom in your smile. Baby, you move me. The lace around your neck, don't need nothing else. So much beauty, like nothing I've seen in this world. Take my hand, 'cause you're moment. Baby, hold me tight. We're dancing on the moon tonight. I'm so safe in your arms, boy, I'd follow you. And I let down my guard, opened up my heart. Baby, I swear, it's just the two of us in our own world. Take my hand, 'cause you're all mine, and baby, I'm yours. We'll never be here again. It's just you. Take my hand, 'cause you're all mine, and baby, I'm yours. We'll never be here again. It's just you and me floating on this floor, and even if it's just this moment, baby, hold me tight. We're dancing.
You just joined us. You just listened to Rayleigh. You just killed it too. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That was amazing. We were just saying there's something about listening to live acoustic music that just hits different.
I'm going to expose Gerard here. This might get him in trouble in the future, but you can always tell when Gerard loves a song, like a performance, because he just like sort of closes his eyes and just goes off in his own little world.
You just got to get lost in it. That's why. You just got to...
If he's full on like, or he parties hard to it. If he's just like sort of sitting there, he's like, no.
Well, you know what? I think in here there's not really any. We don't really have any bands that come in here that we can really be like, it is all nice, beautiful stuff like this, and that's.
Or it's like a real country band.
Yeah, lucky for everyone today. They got to listen to that here live, which is funny because it's amazing.
That song's one of those ones that, like, I think every single time I sing it, it comes out a bit different.
Yeah, that's good.
It never stays the same.
Well, that's a good thing. Good thing about it. What is that song about?
Dancing on the Moon. Well, it kind of became a bit of like a bridal waltz, but it's kind of about capturing that moment when you are with someone that you're in love with, and you are dancing, or you're in each other's arms. And that nothing else really matters, whether it's going to last forever or not. Just that moment with someone that, that you're connected with can make you feel like you're off this planet. You know, there's nothing else that matters.
I always like asking artists, because sometimes what we hear and they think are completely different.
Absolutely.
But that was sort of where I was going with it as well. I thought it was a bit more like a bridal waltz. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you. It was like half written for about 5 years. And then I went to Nashville in 2019 and I met Eric Dodd and Les Hayes and we did a co-write. And I said, what do you think of this? And they loved it and we went with it. So,
how do you do half a song? Like, what do you...
don't have anything else to write.
You do a verse and a chorus and you get nothing left to give. I'm a big co-writing fan. Like, I love writing. I've got a lot of songs that I wrote by myself.
Yep.
All of Me was an individual one. But then there's, like, songs where you get the idea and you get, like, a hook or a bit of a chorus or something, but then there's just black. Like, there's just nothing else that's coming from your body. And I believe that those ones are the ones that are just waiting to be completed by another half.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, you do those, and sometimes you just... You probably don't in general, but do you reckon artists go, oh, you know, I finished that one. I'm just going to put it behind me. Or do you always just keep hold of them?
It's a good rule. If you want to be a songwriter, I've talked to quite a lot of songwriters on the podcast. Pat Patterson, who's the professor at Berklee College in Boston, and he was actually the professor of John Mayer, who taught him how to write songs. So you'd like that. His rule is always finish the song if you can.
Yep.
Because the more crap you write, the more gold that will come out.
Okay.
So, you know, even if you don't think it's going to be great, just finish it for the sake of finishing it, because even though that song might not be your next hit, it might inspire the next one.
And I feel like you can pull, like, even if there's half song, like, you've really got nothing left, you can always just pull one of the lines out. It might work in something else, like...
You just never
keep
know.
It because, like, you've written the line, you may as well keep it and see if it works somewhere else.
Well, anyway, what I'm trying to say is that you guys are geniuses and it's amazing. There's no way in the world – it's obviously very unique what you have, singer-songwriters, because there's no way – and that obviously a lot of people are like this. There's no way I could sit there and write a song. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just – for me, it just would be black.
It would be blank. Crazy.
Well,
Giraffe's going to write a hit then.
Number one.
All the best people in the world are crazy, let's be honest.
Yes, they are.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.